you know, some could make the argument that, that he was essentially bringing the fire to the dry grass.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. As New York State begins slowly reopening from coronavirus shutdowns, the death toll is nearing 25,000. The state has the highest number of COVID-19 cases. Governor Andrew Cuomo has received national attention for his handling of the crisis, but as covered on WAMC and elsewhere, a decision early on to send people positive for the virus back into nursing homes and to limit coronavirus testing within those facilities may have led to many preventable deaths in nursing homes. A new report by ProPublica takes a closer look at how this played out in places like Rensselaer County. I spoke with one of the story's authors, Joaquin Sapien. All right, so let's go back in time a little bit. What was the state's original guidance to nursing homes once the pandemic took hold in March?
So the March 25th directive that is now somewhat notorious basically said that nursing homes were required to take in patients who had been tested positive for COVID-19 or who had not been tested at all, and that they were actually not allowed to require testing or to test them themselves. And so the policy was at least in part inspired by a desire to keep hospital capacity available for people who were suffering COVID-19, because at the time there was a lot of concern that hospitals were going to become overwhelmed by people with coronavirus, and so the COVID patients needed a place to go.
And what did the state say about why that guidance eventually changed in May?
So on May 10th, that order was eventually revoked. And, it hasn't been entirely clear what the motivation for revoking it was. Certainly part of it seemed to have something to do with the fact that the hospitals did not become as sort of strained as they were, as they had been, or as they worried about. But also, there was a lot of scrutiny over the policy over, the about 8 weeks that it was in effect. And so I think part of it was probably a response to that. I mean, as we report, Governor Cuomo did at one point, say that COVID-19 was like fire in dry grass. And, here we had a policy in which, some could make the argument that, that he was essentially bringing the fire to the dry grass.
I imagine the argument could be made by, those defending the administration that where else could those nursing home patients have gone at the time? Is that a valid argument?
Well, it depends on where you are. Certainly in parts of upstate New York, which is where we focused our story, the hospitals never really came even that close to capacity. And so there was plenty of room for people to recover inside of those hospitals. Down here in New York City, capacity did become a little bit more strained. But, there were other suggestions out there for keeping people inside of, hotels to recover or inside of at the very least, separate wings of nursing homes down here in New York State or designating some nursing homes as being sort of specifically tasked with caring for people who are recovering for COVID-19. And so there's a number of